Let's head to the news line this morning, and joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department is Sunny Smaldino. Good morning, Sunny.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. And yourself?
Doing great. Just a little rainy. We like this moisture. That's not a bad thing.
Absolutely. We'll take it. Any chance we can get, right?
Absolutely. Well, we're really concerned this week about focusing on getting all those prescription drugs that you're no longer taking or have extra of, or things you just don't need around that house, and getting those prepared. This upcoming Saturday on the 27th is the National Take Back Day for prescription drugs, and we just want to make sure that we're supporting that as a fire department, as we see a lot of risks involved with prescription drugs in homes and locations that, you know, they just need to be taken care of if they're old or expired, or you're not prescribed those any longer.
Absolutely. And sadly, some of you've heard stories of, you know, medications that folks no longer take, unfortunately kids getting into them, stuff like that. So this National Take Back Day is a real benefit, because you can go to any of the locations, correct, bring any of your expired or medications you don't take anymore. Doesn't matter what it is, right? You can take it to one of these locations to be disposed of.
Absolutely. And that's the nice part, is it is a drop-off. They're going to do that from 10 to 2. There's a lot of information on the Colorado Springs Police Department's website, as well as the City of Colorado Springs website and El Paso County. It's kind of a joint effort to make sure that we are offering those drop-off locations. They are anonymous, but there's a few things you do need to keep in mind when you do bring those, is making sure that you try and keep them in some kind of a container or a Ziploc bags really easy. Make sure you take off your label. You don't want any of your private information on there, because a lot of those have your address,
right,
and who prescribed it, the amount, quantity, things like that. So make sure that all of those are done. And then if it's, you know, if you have a box that's separate from that, sometimes they put labels on two things. So you really do need to make sure that you're, for your own privacy, taking care of that. But those locations are on the City of Colorado Springs website. That's coloradosprings.gov. And you can search National Take Back Day, Colorado Springs, a lot of great information. But there's a lot of convenient locations to take those to. So please just check what's closest to you on those websites.
Absolutely. And again, it's happening this Saturday, right? From 10 a.m. Yep. to 2 p.m. at multiple locations.
It really is. And one of the other things we see a lot of from on the fire department side is not only the kids getting into
right,
your medicine cabinets, and those tops are not that hard to get off regardless of what we try and do, yeah, to make them safe. But we're also seeing people that will mix up their prescriptions. They no longer take that anymore, but they forget, or they grab one instead of the other. So those are things that, again, if you're no longer in need of taking that, make sure it comes out of your medicine cabinet. So we don't want you mixing medication,
right,
or taking things that you really don't need to be. Those are really things that we want to make sure that people are aware of as well. It's sometimes a simple mistake, but have that poison control line handy. That's just one of those,
yeah,
life lessons. We need to have that around just in case. And making sure that we're just cleaning those out in the springtime cleaning week.
Perfect. And again, more information on the Colorado Springs website, which is coloradosprings.gov, right?
Absolutely. They can find all of that right there.
Perfect. Sunny Smaldino, CSFD, thanks for all that great information, and we will talk with you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 8:40 at KRDO News Radio.